Greetings to you.
Greetings.
This is one who serves.
Never.
But a different one here. I am here to be with you because I am allowed to be with you this time. Much times they do not let me come and play. But I wish these times to come more often because I so much enjoy being with you and having this camaraderie and this time to share and just to be one together, okay?
Okay.
I do not so much have a message, but I think I can probably think of one here if you want me to. There is much that is going on, is there not? There are many things that are happening that are causing concern for many. Many across the planet, are they not having many concerns, thinking the world is falling apart, the sky is falling, all of these things and everything is going to come apart at the seams. But you yourselves know that is not the case. Do you not?
Yes.
You know it is not happening. You know that all of this falling down, all of these things that are coming apart, is just creating a new start. And we are here to create that new start with you. And we are so looking forward to these times. We have been looking forward to these times for many hundreds of years now, just so you know. You have been waiting just a couple of years, but we have been working and waiting for this for a long time. And it is finally now here. Oh, if you only knew the surprises that are in store. When you are going to wake up one morning, and no, you are not going to be off on another planet or anything of this nature, or up in a ship. But you are going to wake up one morning and it's going to be different. Something is going to be different in the air. And you are going to feel it is going to resonate with you through your entire body. And you are going to feel the energy and the love moving through you. And you are going to look to your partner, to your mate, and say, "Do you feel that?" And they are going to say, "Yes. This is wonderful." And you are going to go on your internet or your TV and your news stations, and it is going to be chatter everywhere about this. For they will all experience this at one level or another. And it is going to be glorious beyond what we can possibly begin to say to you. You see, we have each gone through this ascension process before. Not in this way that you are going to. But we experienced it. We know how glorious it is. And we are so looking forward to you knowing how glorious it is. And not only hearing those of us say how wonderful it is, but you actually experience it. You have holidays coming up here, do you not?
Yes.
And is this not the time that is of great cheer and peace and love across the nation and the world? Do not most cultures here on the planet celebrate some sort of knowing at this time of the year? Does not have to be Christmas necessarily, which is here in this country and others, but it is a sense of the idea of peace. And peace is in the air. Those here on the planet are tired of war, are tired of conflict, do not want it anymore. There are many across the planet that have held guns in their hands and would shoot those guns, but no longer. They will not do it anymore. Even within your military itself, there are those that are saying, no, no more. You do not hear of this. It is being kept quiet. For how would it look if the military, those that are supposed to follow orders, are saying, no, we are not going to follow those crazy orders you are giving? You see? Now, you do not know this directly because it is not being given out directly, but if you wish to know more about it, it is available. There are those that are coming on, those soldiers, that are saying, enough is enough. We are not going to take this anymore. We are not going to listen to civilians, which they call them. Civilians giving us orders when they have no idea what they're doing. You see? Now, does it sound like we're passionate about this?
Yes.
Yes, we are. And you are going to take on this same passion if you have not already. But you will. Because as those events, and I say events, not only the event, but events come closer and closer, the vibrations will begin to rise, the energies will rise, the palpitations will begin in your hearts, the goosebumps, the chills will come over you, and you will know, yes, this is the time, this is it, it is here now. Okay, we are done for that now. Told you we could come up with some kind of a message.
Thank you. Great message.
You have questions here. They are going to allow me to stay here with you a little longer. You are probably thinking, what are they, your parents or something? No, they are not. In some ways, they are mentors. And in some ways, I, myself, within this one who serves, are mentors to them. It is a, what is your saying? Everybody rubs each other's backs. This is how it works here. Won't that be wonderful? Yes. All those sore backs are going to go away. Yeah. Everybody rubbing everybody's backs. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. You have questions here for one who serves. There may be something you might ask that I will switch out to another, but we see.
Well, I have a question about the nature of defending things. So, I understand your message about how there are orders being given to the military, and this has been going on for a very long time, that are orders that require them to be warlike because of power, because of a power struggle. But what of the idea of defending the planet? of the idea of just defending yourself and your family and your planet and those things which require that we have behavior that is not loving or not, you know, that kind of thing, or kind of like maybe warring.
Yes.
And what of the intergalactic wars that are going on? What about those? Is that still going to happen?
First of all, to answer your second question first of the intergalactic wars, they are happening, have been happening for a long time, but they are becoming minimal now, in this galaxy especially. There has been those forces, it was depicted in your Star Wars and other such movies and things, where there are these battles that are going on. And the light forces fighting the dark force. And this has been an ongoing thing for a very long, long time. But that here in this particular galaxy and the other galaxies that reside near it and next to it are coming to peace as well. For you see, when the Earth herself, this warring planet, comes to peace, it will reverberate across the entire cosmos in the known area here. And all will come to peace. But first it must start somewhere. It has already started with what you have known of as the Anunnaki. And the Anunnaki were those that were perpetrating, along with what you have heard as reptilians and the Archons and all of this, have been perpetrating the many wars and sickness and all of these things that have been here on this planet. But many of them have heard the call and turned to the light. Has taken much negotiation, much working to bring them to the light, but they have turned to the light. And once they have turned to the light, with the power that they bring, can you imagine what they are capable now of doing for the side of the light? You see? Think of in your Star Wars, Darth Vader coming over to the side of the light. And how that would have been a completely different movie. You see? You understand this about the intergalactic wars. Now, to answer your first question, that of here on the Earth and those of the soldiers and such that have been given their orders over many, many, many years here to go and fight. But what would they go and fight for? They would go and fight to defend their country. But what if it is coming more and more now to the forefront that they are realizing they are not fighting for their country? They're fighting for individuals,
yeah.
Banks, those that own the banks, those that create the economy here on the planet. They're fighting for them. And as they are fighting for them against an enemy, a seeming enemy, that same cabal is arming the other side to fight against them. And they are coming to realize that and understand and how futile this is. You see? And the more they come to understand that, the more they begin to say, why fight? What is the reason for this? Can't we all just get along? And the soldiers themselves are now saying that. Their families have been telling them that for some time. But they were fighting to protect their families, their country. But are their families and their country in danger? You see? This country is not in any danger. Hasn't been for a very long time. They want you to think that. But when they were playing their games with the nuclear weapons in the Cold War, and we will have our weapons on this side, and they will have their weapons on that side, and nobody will push the button because nobody wants to destroy themselves. And this is correct to a point. But even if they had pushed the button, nothing would have happened. After the ones that did, it did happen. Those in times of the World War II. This was the only instance where this was allowed. And it was allowed because of those that responded within it, on both sides. Those that were the victims within it. Although in reality, from another higher level of looking at this, they were not victims. They were here to volunteer for this job, you might say. For this purpose. To bring about awareness. For after those bombs went off, and those millions of people died, and there was all this destruction, now the people of the planet could look at this and say, no, we do not want this. This is destruction. This is murder at the highest level. Do we want this for our families? No. You see? Does this make sense to you, Joanna? Yes, there are. But much of what you are reading or hearing and all of this is misinformation in many aspects. Russia is not doing what they say she is doing. America. Now notice I did not say USA. But America is not doing what the world is saying she is doing. The USA, the corporation known as the USA, is doing it from the levels of the cabal, from the levels of the shadow government. They are doing it. They want to do it. But there are many across the planet that are looking at this and now becoming aware of this and saying, no more. Enough is enough. You see?
And the people of the Middle East, they would like us to believe that they are at war because maybe some of them, their religious beliefs or whatever. But really, so most of the people of the Middle East want peace and happiness, and just like any of the rest of us for our families, they want peace. Because they really show us like they're warlike and they want to kill people of other religions and so forth. So that's just a facade on the news that they put there because they want to make us believe that.
That is correct. There is no country on the planet with the people in those countries that want war. Not a one. Where the people want it. The people and their families, where they want to go to war. Not one. They all want peace. And it was said, and we like this, there are a few old men that want war on the planet. They are the ones that are controlling the entire show. And if you look at it in this respect, that it is a show. And that's all it is. A movie, a long-running movie that goes on and on and on, and you begin to look at this movie and you say, when is it going to end? You see? That is what is happening. People are done with it. And it is the collective consciousness that is calling out now, crying out to those that are in control, not to the cabal because they do not listen, but to those that are moving against the cabal, which you have heard of in many different aspects, as dragon families, as light resistance forces, as the galactics, as the inner earth, the Agarthans, all of this. All of them are working to bring these changes about, to bring peace and love. Are there other questions here?
I've been told that I have a direct connection to assist Saint Germain. Do you know if there's anything concerning that?
Oh my goodness, yes. You, my dear brother, how can we say this to you without you getting a fat head here? But you are very close to this one, have been in past lifetimes. Not so much in this time, but past lifetimes, you have been there with him. We can even venture to say, I am asking and they are saying, okay, go ahead and say it. We know you want to anyway. You were there with the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And the Saint Germain was in attendance there as a man. They did not know who he was, but he was the one that stepped forward when all were falling back in fear and not wanting to sign
this thing that
would change the world, but they were not thinking of it in that aspect. They were thinking of it in terms of, if I sign this document, I sign my death warrant or my family's death warrant.
Torturous death.
Yes, they knew of this. But one step forward, Saint Germain, and in a very long speech, gave rise to heroism, which then moved those that were there in attendance, you being one of them. Now, I am not saying that you signed the Declaration. We're not going to go that far with this. So you'll have to come to that on your own here, if that is so or not. But you were there in the room in attendance. May have even been a female. We're not going to say what it was at that time. But you were there. You knew of this one Saint Germain. And you had the access to his, not his power, but his eminence. Is that the right word here? Does that work? His vibration? Mm-hmm. You see? And you felt that vibration coming from, all in the room felt that vibration coming from him. And the power in his words rang out. Sign for your freedom. You will be free. You see? Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
There are other times. But that was the one we were allowed to speak of.
Great.
Other questions here?
I have a question I raised with what you just answered. I have a real affinity for Thomas Paine's work. I mean, I feel when I had finally opened a book and read it of his, that so much of it was things that I had already written. So I'm curious, and I know we don't normally do past life kind of things, but I am curious about the connection that I may have had at that revolution time too, and, you know, of all of us being here present at this time of changeover as well.
Oh my goodness, we've opened the can of worms now.
Sorry.
Now everybody is going to want to know, well, what was this lifetime? Where was I in that one? Was I Cleopatra?
No, I don't want to know that.
You see? How can we answer here? Yes, you were in that revolutionary period, the Revolutionary War. You were part of that. As to what part, we are not able to say here.
That's fine.
But you were there. And you were very influential in many aspects at that level that you found yourself there at that time. Not that you were a general and won the battles or anything of this nature, but you assisted and gave access to those that were fighting for their freedom. You see?
Yes, thank you.
And you were on the side of America, fighting through the revolution.
Was she a writer?
No.
So this could be just like Cloud Atlas. We all have lived countless times.
Sure. Yes.
Sure.
And we all come
cross
back
paths.
To have, yes, it's just the way it is.
Yes, you have crossed paths many times. You are a soul group. This group here in front of me now is a soul group. Not the soul family group, but a soul group that has reincarnated and reincarnated many times over. Many of you were there together in Lemuria. Many of you then later in Atlantis. Many of you went through both of the ends of both of those civilizations. And guess what? You are now coming to the end, not of a civilization, but of an age, once again. But this is the first time where you will not have to be concerned about total destruction as you were in those times. And you are going to witness something. We're going to say this also. Boy, we're just giving it out to you tonight, are we not?
No complaints.
Cynthia, you've been asking for these things for a long time. Must give you idea that things are coming close now, that we can begin to do this more.
Feels great.
Those of you who were there in Lemuria when the light went out, we speak of the eternal flame, when it was extinguished purposely. You will know what we speak of a later time. Or you can speak to the James and even the Cynthia, who also was there present when the James had this experience, to remember this. But many of you were there, not all of you, but many of you were there to witness the extinguishing of the light, of the eternal flame. And you will all be here to witness the lighting again of the eternal flame.
So has it been out?
It has been out. It has been lit in another area, in that of the what the Joanna calls the Middle Earth.
Yeah.
It is lit there, but not the one that was directly there in Lemuria. That one remains extinguished. For a reason.
It was said in the American Revolution that there was only 3% that actually fought. Is that true?
3% of the population?
Right.
Yes. Many, we would not necessarily say 3%, but it is a small percentage that actually fought, yes. Many were in their families and were kept by their families from fighting, or some ailment that they may have had, or simply did not want to, did not believe in it enough to go and do that. Understand again, as long as it is fighting somewhere else, that is a different story than if your family is in jeopardy. Your family is being attacked. Now all will turn and fight for what they know is right. Now we are certainly not saying to fight. Not in terms of war, in terms of shooting and these types of things. But you can fight And you have been fighting. But what is your weapon?
Love.
Want to hear it?
Love.
All at once now?
Love.
Yes, love. All you need is love. Love is all you need. Yes, that one. Who do you think those beetles were? Light workers. To the extreme. We must release channel here. We are losing voice here. You cannot handle my excitement here, I guess. Maybe it calmed down here. Let's see.
Can I ask you real quick? Did you finish your train of thought there? I might have missed it. You said something's coming. And I know something's coming, but I didn't quite catch what you were saying was coming. Or did you finish it? I don't know.
We believe we did. We usually do not lose that train. Where did that crazy saying come from? Lose your train of thoughts? There are changes coming. As you know, as you are being given much information on this and have for some time. Cynthia, that one who is asking this question now, have you not been given this information for 20-some years now?
Yes.
In various, many different ways?
I know something's coming. I just thought you were going to be a little more specific.
So, boy, you have not had enough yet tonight. You got to have it all the way, huh? All the way to the point of saying, well, the event is going to be here and it's going to happen this way and you're all going to be sitting in this place when it happens. And no.
No, it's all good.
It was the relighting of the eternal flame.
It wasn't? Okay.
No.
So it seems like to me, and I listen to what people say and what they're looking forward to, but it seems to me that changes are underfoot and that it's not a future anymore. It's not something that we need to look forward to because it's happening right now. And my thought process is that we must engender the idea that change is here now, not in the future.
Yes.
And that not trying to look forward to something instead of creating it in the now just puts it off even further. So rather than naming it, this is my idea and my thought process, rather than naming it the event or change is coming, I think we should be consciously aware that change is here and that just having a room full of 14 people that aren't fighting and that are getting along so beautifully and so much of service to each other is huge. Huge. I don't think I've ever been present in a room of people that are essentially strangers and felt so much that they were my brothers and sisters. So the change is here.
Yes. Because, my dear sister, they are your brothers and sisters.
I'm saying recognizing it.
Yes.
Feeling it.
But we are saying, yes, they are your brothers and sisters. And you are feeling it because they are also close to you, have been together with you before, through many different types of travails. And you have weathered through all of them at one way or in one level or another. And here you are again now to move through this particular time frame and the happenings that are happening now. And yes, you are very correct. They are happening now. When we speak in terms of the changes that are coming, we are speaking of the greater changes. Those things yet which you do not see or hear or in any way have a sense of through your three-dimensional mind. Your higher level, though, go to the universal mind as you did this evening and access there and ask the question and see what the answer is for you. All knowing is there. You see?
Is it safe for us to do
Yes, you certainly can. Only thing you need to do is bring the light within you to start. As the James does here with you and the Susan does as well. The light is your protection. If you have enough light within you, nothing can interfere, nothing can overtake you. Has been said to the James long ago that with the right vibration, high enough in vibration, although we did not use that terminology at that time, but now we can. The high enough vibration, the high enough frequency, you could have an atom bomb, a nuclear bomb, go off right next to you, and it would not affect you one bit. Now, we're not saying to test that one out. No, don't go and find yourself a grenade or something and blow it up and think you're going to survive. And not quite ready for that one yet. Other questions here?
What's your next?
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
My connection with the Founding Fathers, I think, helped tie me in when I learned the truth about taxes. I had no fear of going to prison, even if it meant the rest of my life. Yeah. Well, I spent a couple years there. It's kind of an interesting experience, but it was actually a good one for me. Will the compensation be given to those that stood up and fought for taxes first?
Very good question, and the answer to that is yes. Most definitely yes. You will have compensation beyond compensation. By that we mean that there will be no one on the planet, not a man, a woman, or a child, that will go without. You will all have recompense, is that the right word here?
Yes.
For all that you have gone through, you as a collective you. All debts will be forgiven. This is the Nisara, when that is enacted, when it is announced, rather, and it is brought forth fully, there will be many things that will come as a result of this. The IRS, as you know it,
Yay.
Will be gone
Yay.
Entirely, swallowed up within your treasury system. But it is not the treasury system that you know now, which is operating within also the Federal Reserve System. That is going away as well. The Federal Reserve System will be swallowed up also by the Treasury System. But the Treasury System is going to be run by those who can be trusted. And it will not be there for the purpose of gouging, that the right word here, the public. That is not what it is for, or meant to be for. When that declaration was signed and the Constitution was enacted, none of this was the way it was going to be. If you were following, by you, we are speaking in terms of the country, America, was following the Constitution as it was written, you would have none of these difficulties you are having today. Taxes, as you know them, would be non-existent. Debts, as you know them, would be non-existent. Money, as you know it now, would be changed drastically. As a form of exchange only. But as you look at money now, is it as a form of exchange?
No.
Yes, I think
a debt and a debt.
Yeah, it's a form of control.
Look deeply. Yes, we heard it here. Cynthia says it is a form of control. It is what has been used to control you. This is not only here in this country. This is worldwide. That is going away. much of the lifestyle that you know now is going to change drastically when all of these things come to play.
My question is to you, what is actually expected of this group, knowing that we all gather again on a soul level, going through battles and half lives? But there's definitely a major purpose here. So what is really expected of us?
Yes, very good question, but we must correct something here. You are not going to gather again in a soul level. That is not going to happen. You are not going to reincarnate again and again and again as one time a wife, as one time a husband, as one time a brother or a sister or a child or any of these things. That is not going to happen. You are done with this. Do you get this?
Yes.
This is very important for you to understand this. Fifth dimension, higher dimensional levels, ascension, is ascending, transitioning beyond the old ways that you know here and now. And reincarnation and soul incarnation and all of these things are in the old way, the old programming. This is in lower vibrations only. Now, that is not to say that you, Natalie, who are asking this question, or anyone else who wishes to go along, can say, oh, I like that whole thing there on the earth in the three-dimensional experience, and I want to have it again. And you can go find yourself another planet that is doing the same kind of thing and say, I volunteer. But you know what? We do not think there's anyone in this room right now anyway that is going to say, count me in.
But the reason I ask the question is because I know we get all these great messages, but I know there's something else other than just waiting for the big change.
Yes, we have not finished our answer here yet.
Okay.
We are still continuing here. You are here as a group now, and it is very important of this question that you ask, for you are here for a purpose. Each of you are here for a purpose. But has been said before, that purpose is constantly changing. It is never any one purpose that you come in with. It is never any one purpose that remains throughout your life. That purpose changes based on who you become each and every moment. So every single thought that you have changes your purpose. Do you understand this? Now, there is a soul contract, or a soul purpose, you might call it, that brings you here in this moment, in this time, together as this group. And this group has come together saying, we wish to be of service. Not only to ourselves, but to as many as we can. And that is what you have been gathered together for. To help you, to train you, yes, to move you along in your training, but to move you along in your training so that you can then step into our shoes and do what we are doing in certain aspects. You see? How would you like to, at another time later on, Natalie, come through with someone that is down there and be given these kind of messages and answer these questions?
Sure.
We are joking here, of course. I think we have done a lot of joking this evening.
Yeah.
Where they have given me more time than they have in a long time. Probably won't happen again anytime soon.
So would you say that our purpose is to engender the change and be the change for other people to see, so
yes,
that they can catch on to the change? Basically, that's our mission.
Yes, by golly, I think she's got it. Yes.
For Natalie, because she's asking a really important question for herself, and to me it's distilled down to be the change that you want to see in the world, and that's the purpose of this group.
That is correct. Be the change that you are looking for.
I have a question. I have been told that I am a healer and I can clear blockages from people's auric field and their bodies in the healing process that I know that we're, or most of us are going to go through. And this is done with crystals and I think light and sound too. So I have really been asking, and so have some others been asking about these crystals. Are they going to be coming to us soon? And what does that have to do with my Lemurian life?
Not as much your Lemurian lifetime, but as your Atlantean lifetime.
Atlantean.
Crystals were very much more used in Atlantis than they were in Lemuria. They were also used in Lemuria, but much more in Atlantis. And this affinity that you have toward crystals, and that others here in this room also have toward crystals, and some have an affinity to it and do not know it yet, but it is coming. And those of you have this affinity because you utilize them greatly in Atlantean times. Now, how did you use them? You used them for many different aspects. One, of course, was for healing. And you could take that crystal. And it was not a crystal that you hold in your hand now, not the ones that you have now. But it was a crystal that was a creation process, where they learned to literally grow crystals to any aspect that they wish to have. Color, facet, sides to them, whatever was needed. And they had the technology and the knowledge to know, first of all, what these crystals needed to be like and resemble. And they also had the technology to create them. And in so doing, they were able to create many different kinds of crystals. Small ones, large ones, enormous ones, to do many different things. All the way to powering their aircraft. And yes, Atlantis had aircraft. Even much more advanced than you have here now today. So your affinity comes from Atlantean times, predominantly. Now, to access the crystal again, or the crystal technology again, that is coming for you and others here in this room as well. To utilize in a healing technique, yes. To the point where you can take one of these crystals, one that has been, in a sense, chosen for you. That is important. You are not going to grow them necessarily, but one that is chosen for you. And you are going to be able to take this crystal, and with your mind and your third eye, very important here, to pass it over the individual wherever there is an ailment and bring about instantaneous healing. Doctors, as you know it, and their form of surgery is going away. Very soon now, no one will be put under the knife anymore. It is an archaic way of doing things, and it has been long standing here because of those powers that control and wish to keep it that way, wish to keep you sick, which to keep you with various ailments of this kind and that kind, so that the powers that were could continue to be in control and make their money through their pharmaceutical drugs and all of these things. And the surgeries. What did they charge for your surgeries? Outrageous, is it not? That is all going to come to an end. You will again have access to healing chambers and healing temples. And why would someone want to go and lay down on a table and be put out, as you call it, and have their chest opened up and their heart pumped or a valve closed up or anything of this nature, where all they have to do is go into a temple of healing and have the right resonance, this is important, have the right resonance and many times the color tone, and we are saying that specifically for a reason, the tone of the color and the resonance of the sound to bring about perfect healing, even to the point where lost limbs will be regrown in this aspect. No more needing to reattach or use an artificial or any of these things that are coming out as far as your artificial intelligence and robotic arms and things. I mean, they are working on these things, yes. They think they are going to become important, yes. But what need will there be for these types of things when you have access to higher vibration technology such as this? Would you not rather go lay in a chamber and feel or have wonderful music in your ears and have light going all around you and these colors coming through you and feeling wonderful and within only moments getting up and walking out and being perfectly whole again?
No.
We think so.
Sign me up.
Is that why we created our beautiful bodies the way we wanted them to? Because the chambers are going to make us that way? Or the way that we want to be? We see ourselves?
How about that?
Well, wouldn't you say that some of that that you're speaking of could be in use now for us? Like, just sitting here listening to the tape that we're listening, the CD that we're listening to is so calming and so, you know, so meditative. And wouldn't you say that that we can participate in that now? We can participate in the right colors and the right sounds if we just, you know, access that knowing part of ourselves?
Yes. But
we don't need to look to the, I mean, not that we wouldn't love the healing chambers and things like that, but isn't it important that we recognize now that those things are available to us?
Yes. But let me tell you this, Joanna, you will love the healing chambers. I can guarantee that for you.
Well, sure, but what I'm saying is that I believe that it is important now to participate in those alternative therapies as harbingers of it.
Yes.
This is what,
and we would say to do so. You want to do it? Yes, do so. There are those that are on the planet now that have been working at these levels. They have been working specifically with the idea of sound and sound reverberation and resonance and being able to access the particular part of the body and this and the resonance that that particular body puts out and match that resonance up with an instrument, a device that produces that same resonance. And then producing that same resonance to the ailing resonance within the body, it brings about the balance. It perfects the balance here. Increase or rather removes any blockages, energy blockages that are there. All of these things. These are already available and are coming out more and more now. But it is still in the early stages of this because only now the floodgates have been opened. It has been only in recent times that these technologies and these inventions and all of these things can begin to come out. Because as was said by our other friend, other one who serves here, that it is as if it is a water system and there are pipes going everywhere. And initially, there was a pinhole into one of the pipes, and the water would sprout out through the pinhole. But what could the cabal do? They could go in and plug that little pinhole up. And then another one would open up, and they would go plug that one up. And they do this on and on and on, and have been doing it for decades and decades now. But it is coming time now that there are pinholes appearing everywhere in all the pipes across the planet. And they are opening water streams coming out of these pipes. And they can no longer take a plug or a towel or something of this nature and put it inside the hole and hold the waters back. The waters of spirit must be released, you see? And they are being released. And they are being released predominantly through that which you are calling your internet. And the internet was given to you by higher beings, purposely. But the funny thing about this, the ironic thing about this, is the internet, as you know it now, was first created by the cabal. They created their own demise here.
That's great.
You see?
And along with that question, you can heal yourself. I don't want to be a proponent that I can heal everything that's wrong with my body, but I know that if I concentrate hard enough and think good things and bring the light and so forth, that you can heal yourself, and everybody should take advantage of that. Is this part of my learning process for being able to work with the crystals and heal the blockages?
Is what part of your learning process?
Learning to heal myself.
Yes. Yes, certainly. But you will find in many aspects that it is almost easier to heal someone else, to work on healing someone else, than it is yourself. Okay. You will find this.
Thank you, because it's hard to do it for yourself.
Yes. But also know that as you are working in these healing aspects, it is not you that is doing the healing. It is the energies working through you.
I understand.
From the source, the God source within you, that is creating the healing here. And also within that one that you are bringing the healing to. The more that that one that is having the healing done can believe, the more they will
see.
The more they believe, the more they will all at once now.
See.
Yes.
See.
Believe it and you
will see it.
Yes. All at once now.
Believe it and you'll see it.
You'll see
very
it.
Very important. The only thing that's real.
One more constitution question.
Uh-oh.
Boy, we got him on a roll now.
Yeah.
He was in that room and he just wants to know everything about that, what went on there. You got your work cut out for you, Scott.
When the 13th Amendment comes back, will those that are members of the bar and Congress be removed for treason?
That is a thing to look at here in a different understanding. Not in terms of removing them and putting them in jail. But look at all of your attorneys, those of the lawyers. And many of them are lawyers and attorneys because they believe that was the thing that they were needing to do, to help others. And many of them got into the profession because of that. Now, when they signed away the constitutional rights that they do, when they signed, they passed the bar examination and sign off on the Constitution, many of you do not know that they are actually doing that, that part of the Constitution that Scott is speaking of here, but they are doing that. And they will be given the opportunity to say, when the time comes, they will be given the opportunity to say and to renounce that and to once again give oath to the Constitution of the United States, but not as the USA as you know it now. You see?
Yeah.
Yes.
The thought is coming again and again in my mind, but not in my dreams. Is the snake is coming with, you know, five heads. I don't know, it is out of my control. If I am awake, I don't know how to resist that thought. I don't know why it's coming and again thinking.
Yes. As we look at this for you, we see a situation that happened to you long ago. Not certainly in this lifetime, but long ago, where there was the black magic, you might call it. And there was that sorceress, not you, but one that was somewhat close to you at the time. And this sorceress was able to manifest or create through magic those things which would seem to be hallucinations for the people around them. And they could take a stick, you might say, similar to the Moses myth that you have heard of, where he changed a stick into a snake, which gobbled up all the other snakes, you see. And you yourself witnessed this one taking a stick and changing it into a snake of five heads. And this snake then came and killed you and others that were close to you through black magic. You can begin to work with this by knowing exactly what we have just given you here. Knowing that it is in the past. Knowing that it is only a memory. And that's all it is. It has not happened to you in this lifetime. It has happened to you long ago. And it is a memory that has created a fear within you. You see? You have to begin to work with it at that level. It is possible that you could go back to that lifetime to remember it through a past life regression process and bring this particular experience up, and this time be able to not have it happen. But this would only change it somewhat. Because this pattern was not created directly here, but it came from other times before this and continued this pattern between you and this one who is the sorceress. And this sorceress is also present in your current lifetime as a different person, but not using the black magic. And we cannot tell you more on that now as to who it is. Anything further here? Going to have a long transcription here.
Yes.
But if the things are working right, that the one our dear friend Moses is working on, this could be alleviated.
Yes.
By funny how the term here, the solution to this is the dragon program. And what is the solution in many aspects to your current dilemma with the cabal? But the dragon family.
Yes.
How about that?
How about it?
Yes.
Other questions here before we release channel? Channel was burning up here a little while ago, but got past it. Energies have evened out here.
Will my daughter be able to heal completely and become a light worker?
What is the ailment of this one when you say heal?
My daughter is emotionally healed, has been ill for a long time. And she wants now to heal herself and become the better person that she knows she can be.
Yes. Now, understand in these types of situations, There are different aspects at work here. And predominantly there is that soul contract that one comes in with to bring about those karmic retribution, you might say, from a past time that this one has accepted to take on in this life. Now, with that knowing, also understand that it has been said to this group many times, has it not, that karma is finished? So then we would ask the question, why would anyone then that knows this want to continue the karmic debt here? You see? So what has to happen is this one that you are speaking with must come to the understanding that there is no more karmic debt, that there is no more reason to have this ailment of any kind. And it becomes moving within to into the mind to create this change now, to bring it to the heart level and bring about perfect healing. For understand each of you here, each of you has the capability right now, not tomorrow, not next year, not after the event or anything, but now. You have the capability of healing yourself of whatever it is that is ailing you. But what is it that keeps you from this? The programming that has said you cannot do this. The programming that says, you're sick, I got to go to a doctor. You see? Begin to change that programming here and now. No more doctors. Not as you know those doctors. There are those that are very helpful and wanting to be of service. If you can find the right ones, those that are not practicing allopathic medicine. But there are those that work with the energies. These are the ones of the future. These are the ones where you are going to be finding yourselves until such time as we have spoken of with the working with sound and color and these types of devices. And incidentally, there is a device that is coming out that is very small, can fit in your pocket, and it will create this resonance that we spoke of earlier. And it is being brought from Germany and also Russia. And these ones that are coming out with this are going to mass produce it. And it will be available to all. And it will bring about healing within the body to match that resonance within the device. And it is simply a turning of the dial to find the resonance.
So what was Edward Casey talking about then when he said the mind is the builder? Because what I understand in my life...
Please hold a moment here. There are other conversations going and we have difficulty holding focus here.
So...
Yes, your question?
So Edward Casey said, and I agree with this and it's worked for me always, that the mind is the builder. So anything that we use as an external device or as a crystal or anything would lose its power if the mind could not magnify it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So the mind is the central point that creates the healing.
Yes, and you said it correctly. The mind is the magnifier. So take a crystal and hold the crystal that has been prepared for you, and hold this crystal in your hand, and as was said last evening, send the energy from the left hand through the body and out through the right hand. This is the process, the energy process that goes through here. And this crystal then will help to bring about the healing process. And the mind will be that which will reflect that energy. But without the mind there, creating the belief process, there is very little chance of healing.
Yeah.
Yes. We need to release channel. One more question and then we release. Then we leave you now. We have so enjoyed these times. Apologize if we were too humorous at times, that we made light of too many things and these serious topics that you all deal with. But what better way than to bring light and laughter and joy into the picture? What better way to raise the vibrations?
That's why they call it lighten up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We like that. Yeah. We're going to use that again. We steal it from you, Joanna, okay?
Yeah.
It's our idea now.
Yeah.
Lighten up. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.